Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad centered podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. Hello, you guys. How are we doing? It is currently Saturday, and it is about like 6:30 at night. There's a beautiful sunset in front of me, and it has been a hot, hot Saturday. I think it got up to like 88 degrees today. I have been sweating this whole weekend. I hate to break it to you. I hate to say it. I'm sick of the heat. I'm officially sick of the heat. I need 60, maybe early 70 degree weather right now. I want to keep the sun, but holy crap, you guys. It has been a heat wave. My best friend from Chicago came into town this past weekend, and we took Friday off, which was fantastic and wonderful. It was such a great Friday off. We just did some fun things. You know, we worked out in the morning, got coffee, then we got our nails done. You guys know I'm obsessed with getting my nails done. I swear, I'm surprised no one has like noticed it, but every single week I swear I have a different nail color on. Not literally, I think it's like every couple weeks, but I get my nails done religiously. And so we got those done, nails and toes. And then we went shopping just a tiny bit, spent a little too much money, but it's okay. All necessities. And then we got some Crisp and Green because she doesn't have one near her in Chicago. So did that. And then we tried to go to an apple orchard. And you guys, I was so uncomfortable. I was sweating the entire time. There was bugs everywhere. I was sweating. The heat was seriously unbearable. And I was wearing a dress. I mean, it was a long sleeve dress, and then I was wearing boots. And yes, that's kind of like more of a cooler fall fit, but I thought I was going to be okay. I was sweating. We were dripping in sweat. She was in a skirt, boots, and like a halter top shirt. Seriously, sweating. I am at the point where I'm over the heat. Even now, I'm in a full sweatsuit. I really wanted to be comfy and cozy. This is my new sweatshirt from Dairy Boy. I got a large, extra large, and when I first got it, I tried it on, and I'm not even kidding, it was past my knees. It was insane. I washed it. Perfect. I'm so happy with the size I got. Perfect oversize. Like, this is so comfy and cozy. I'm so stoked. But even now, still humid, very hot. So that is something that I'm, like, really over right now. Minnesota, I need you to get just a little cooler. I don't need winter yet, but just a little cooler, okay? I just want to enjoy a brisk morning, enjoy a day where there's a little bit more cool wind. I don't know. I don't want to like ask for too much and then have it like bombard me, but I'm not in summer mode anymore. The leaves are changing. They're falling, you guys. Like I need the weather to match, okay? I can't go on the boat anymore. Our boat's been taken out. So anyway, that's just the vibe that this week has been giving. But how are you guys? How are we? What's new? What's going on? You know the drill. So it was brought to my attention literally today. It's Saturday. So I posted my last episode on growth like three-ish days ago. Okay, you guys. And I noticed for my Apple Music listeners, anyone who doesn't watch the video, okay? Anyone who has a platform that doesn't allow my video, so excluding Spotify and excluding YouTube, okay? But anyone who listens to my podcast on Apple Music, I am so sorry. Apparently, the audio didn't load. I listen to my podcast when it goes out on Spotify to make sure that the visual aligns. But it was brought to my attention that there was no audio. I am so sorry. I fixed it. I don't know what happened. Something didn't load right. Something didn't connect right. It's probably a me error. I'm so sorry. But it's back. So if you were one of like the over 50 people who listened in these first 3 days and you were like, what the heck, Annabelle? What the heck? It's fixed. I'm so sorry. We're only 20, now 22. We're only 22 episodes into this thing. It's bound to happen, even to some of us newbies who think that we have it figured out. Just a little humbling experience for me to just not get too comfortable, right? But I'm so sorry. It's been brought to my attention. It's been fixed. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to that episode. It's a great episode. I've gotten some good feedback on it, and it's a different kind of episode, but I really enjoyed it. And so, yeah, if you haven't listened, please go listen. It's fixed. Hopefully, Hopefully that wasn't too big of a downer, okay? Hopefully it didn't make you think differently of me. I'm so sorry. But it's back. It's back up and it's back vibing. And I have a new process to make sure that that is secured every single time. Okay? Okay. But you guys, okay. So today I ended up going to my old dance team's homecoming football game. Holy crap. Holy crap. I am now 2 years post grad, okay? Not a full 2 years, but I'm on my second year post grad, which means it's been 2 years since I've been on that dance team. Crazy. I walked in and there were so many faces I didn't know. There were so many people I didn't know. And a lot of people I did know weren't there. And that happens. It's a busy season. We're all like kind of crazy, but it was weird. It was really weird. Okay. I felt really out of place. Okay. Outside of like the friends that I did know that were there and the other alumni that were there, it was really crazy. And I wasn't really sure when I wanted to record my episode for this week or what I even wanted to do, but something came to me where I really wanted to talk about growing up. I really wanted to talk about just growing up and like growing past certain things and letting go of things and like what it means and what it feels like to grow up and, you know, all the things that come with that. I think it was just something that I was just kind of really reminiscing on my drive home and really thinking about and reflecting on is just growing up. And I think that this resonates a lot with post-grad. I had some conversations today with some seniors who I was asking them like what they were thinking about, you know, being a senior. And, you know, they were saying what all seniors say, they can't believe that they're a senior. They can't believe that they're a senior, or they can't believe that this is their last homecoming game or whatever it is, right? Like their last, they're facing their last of this, they're facing the last of that, they're growing up. So I want to dive into this episode, okay? I want to dive into this episode. Let's talk about growing up. Cheers to this episode, you guys. I have a Fresca. I have a Fresca today, grapefruit citrus. We are out of Arnie's and we're out of Olipop's. I forget how good a Fresca is, so cheers to this. I believe we're gonna have such a great episode. I am excited for it. And yeah, let's just cheers because good vibes all around. You know the drill. Ooh, it's got some zing to it. Okay, I forget how citrusy that is. Also, I remember like a couple weeks ago, since the sun has set earlier, I was saying how I was like, this is the latest that I've done a podcast. I low key like this vibe. I like this vibe. I feel like I've had a full day. And even though my mind is kind of like resetting, it almost makes it fun for me to do an episode at that time because I'm kind of just like reflecting and I'm in the zone to just kind of talk about what I'm feeling and like get deeper. So I'm glad we're doing it at this time. I'm glad we're doing it this time. Plus, I get like a fantastic sunset to watch. Like, slay. Okay, you guys. So the past couple episodes, I have done free ballers. Okay. I have not really looked into anything. I've not really like touched research or like really thought about what I was going to say before I was saying it. This time, I had a very fantastic conversation with chat. Okay. I reached out to chat and I was just like, ChatGPT. And I just was kind of like, why are we so afraid of growing up? I asked a generic. Not because I needed ideas, but because I was just like, I was intrigued and like curious about the common themes. And there were seven things that popped up for me. And I want to read them off to you. And then I want to talk about the ones that I resonate with and the ones that I think are the most important. So, according to chat, we are afraid of growing up because 1, loss of safety and structure. 2, the fear of failure. 3, nostalgia for simplicity. We're afraid of saying goodbye, and so we're nostalgic for it because we want what's simple and we want what we know. The comparison trap, 4, which includes social media comparison. 5, identity shift, not being the same person that you were. 6, the weight of independence. And 7, the reality of time. So, what do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about that? I think that that's generically very correct. I think I relate to a lot of those, and I think that they're relatively right on the nose of why we're so afraid of growing up. I think the ones that really stood out to me was 3, nostalgia for simplicity, 4, the comparison trap, and 5, the identity shift. Even a little bit of 7, like the reality of time, I feel like that gets hit a lot. So personally, within this episode, I really want to talk about maybe those 3, 4, okay? Just kind of taking like a deeper dive into it and realizing and trying to figure out why that's kind of what we feel. So nostalgia for the simplicity, 3, which related to saying goodbye, okay. I think why this is so hard for us and why this is kind of like a fear for us is I feel like whenever we think about growing up, we think about how we have to leave something behind in order to move forward, how we have to leave that version of us behind, kind of relating to identity shift in a way, right? But we kind of have to leave something behind, whether that's our college years, whether that's our high school years, whether that's our family, whether that's a state, whether that's a job, okay? Whether that's anything, okay? A position in life, anything in your life that kind of like defines you in a way or is your surrounding atmosphere. We feel like in order to grow up, we have to grow out of something. And growing out of something means growing out of our comfort zone in a way, really going outside of the box and like saying goodbye to a lot of things and feeling uncomfortable and being put in a new set of circumstances. And I think that's true for a lot of extremes. It can be as extreme as graduating from college and just having nothing planned or not knowing what's in front of you and truly just being afraid and fearful of, where you're going to be in the next 2 to 5 years. But it can also be as small as growing outside of your favorite shoes or your favorite jeans or not fitting into something that you used to love. Growing up can have a lot of extremes. It doesn't just have to be this gigantic change in your life. It can be minimal, it can be personal. And I think nostalgia for the simplicity, it's really easy for us to fixate ourselves on the memories that were of that moment that we're moving on from. Whether that is your college years, but that's just your childhood. I feel like we always have the ability to just reflect on our childhood and the fond memories that we have, the hard memories that we have, anything under the sun. But I think saying goodbye to what you know, right? Where you are now, we're walking into uncertainty. We're walking into things that we aren't sure if we're gonna like. We're walking into a position that we can only assume certain things about and we don't know where it's gonna take us or what it's gonna be. And so, nostalgia for the simplicity, in my mind, is it's like stepping away from what you know. And what you remember and what you can think about, and stepping into things that you have no idea about, which is scary. It is definitely very scary. Walking into uncertainty is very scary. Walking away from something that's simple and that's comfortable and that you know is very scary. I did an episode a while ago with a guest, Lindsay Soderbergh, and we did an episode on saying goodbye. If you want more on this topic, that is such a good episode to dive into. Lindsay talks so well. She's a mindset coach and she truly has so much insightful thoughts on truthfully saying goodbye and moving on and just like prepping your mind and getting ready for that area of your life. So if you want a little bit more discussion on that kind of topic, I really recommend listening to that episode of mine. But one thing that we kind of took away and we kind of talked about within that episode was how a lot of the times when we say goodbye, we forget to say hello to something new. We forget to welcome and to be excited for the full newness of an opportunity, to be able to rewrite something, to be able to have a new opinion or a new possibility occur for you. It's really easy to just stay where you want to stay because you want to stay where you're comfortable. And we forget that when you say goodbye, you're also on the other side saying hello to something. So instead of just solely focusing on that goodbye, what can you say hello to? What can you welcome into your life and be ready for and be prepared for and be excited for? The next one is the comparison trap. The comparison trap, which relates mostly to social media. I think this is really easy, and I think I remember being a senior in college and looking at the seniors from the previous years and how their lives had played out and how they were thriving. And I remember realizing, and not realizing in the moment when they were just post-grad, but realizing that it took them a minute to fully feel confident. And I relate to that now because last year was still a great year. It wasn't a bad year. It was full of uncertainties. It was full of interesting concepts and interesting things in my life and a lot of lessons, but I feel like now I'm thriving. I feel like now I'm a completely different person and I'm thriving in the life that I'm in. I'm not seeking, uncertain things. Like I'm in my routine, I'm figuring it out, and I'm at a point where I'm ready to take some risks and I'm ready to do some things differently and switch things up. But it took me a second. And I think back when I was a senior, I again saw it, but you don't see the way someone could thrive until you see them thrive more, if that makes sense. I thought that right when they were out of college, they were thriving. They were thriving. They were living their life. And then a year later, they were thriving more than that. And it was crazy to me. I was just like, wow, like I want to be that level of thriving right when I graduate. It didn't happen. I thought I was thriving in an interesting way. And looking back, you just realize that when you grow up and when you're growing through something and moving through something and time kind of passes, that you're thriving and your stance and your placement in life just kind of grows as you grow, as you get more comfortable, as you get more secure, as you take more risks, as you jump for more opportunities, anything like that. You start to thrive more and more as time passes on because you learn more, you experience more, and more changes for you, which is fantastic. But I think comparison gets in the way. For example, in my defense, where I was really wanting to be that level of thriving right when I graduated. And so because I thought I wasn't, and because I didn't know, where I needed to be at that point in my life, there were a lot of days where I was kind of sitting there and I felt like I wasn't living my life. Like people thought I was living my life, but I wasn't. I wasn't living my life the way I wanted to live my life. And I just wasn't at the point that I wanted to be at yet. And yet I was seeing all these people, even people I had graduated with that I really thought were living their best life. I was just like, how do I get there? How do I achieve that? How do I live like that when that's what I wanted to live with, right? That's how I wanted to enter this new season of graduation, and that's how I wanted to grow up out of my college years, right? That's how I wanted to move. Comparison brought frustration within me because I wasn't yet at the point that I wanted to be at. I wasn't growing up the ways that I wanted to. I wanted to reach a level of growth and a level and a position in my life that these other people had, and I wasn't there yet. And so I was just in a negative headspace a few times within that year because I didn't know what to do. And therefore, felt like I wasn't growing up, felt like I wasn't doing anything differently, felt like I wasn't living a different life, felt like I wasn't becoming a better person or a different person or et cetera, et cetera. Which is such a toxic mindset. And I think the only thing that kind of snapped me out of it was, truthfully, again, over time, I really realized that life kind of just has a way of happening. Life kind of has a way of unfolding and a way of figuring things out for you. And I think that when you put yourself in pressure to perform a certain way for something that you also might not have as much control over as you think you do, it is very hard because you need to allow yourself to just be. You need to allow yourself to just be as you are being, right? To not put so much pressure on this has to be the way it is, but instead, I'm just gonna be how I am and let what happens happen, right? Let myself kind of go with the flow a little bit. And once I let go of that control in a certain way, I truly felt like I wasn't comparing myself to other people. The third one is identity shift, not being the same person that you were and growing away from the person that you are. I think I had a different experience with this. I think I had a very different experience with this. I think I wanted to be a different person. I think I really wanted to grow away from the person that I was because I wasn't completely solidified and I wasn't completely happy with the kind of person that I was. I wasn't fully content with the things I was participating in. I wanted a different lifestyle and I wanted different values for my life and I wanted to put myself in different positions and grow in a certain way, right? So I was ready to kind of grow away from that person. However, one thing I did realize was when I went to college, I grew away from my high school self a little too aggressively. I wasn't cool in high school. Let's be for real. I wasn't cool. Okay, I was very isolated for a lot of the years. I felt like I was a fine person. I was kind of talkative. I felt like I was really anxious and really nervous, and I was a little bit more on the quiet side. I was really wanting to become friends with a lot of different people, but I felt like they didn't really like me, and I felt like they didn't really want to be my friend. And that might have been completely wrong, but like I was really intimidated. I didn't have a lot of confidence. I wore glasses and I wore braces for a very long time. Braces literally up until like the first day of senior year, I swear to God. But I wasn't like cool. Like I wasn't invited to parties. I didn't have that many friends. Like me and my friends, we did everything together. Like it was the dance girls. Like it was us. We went to practice. We went to more practice. And then instead of going to parties on the weekend, we just hung out after practice. And that was kind of the way it was. And I'm very thankful for that. But then once I got to college, I wanted to make friends with people. I wanted to go outside my shell. And once I got outside my shell, there was a lot of things that I kind of stripped away about myself. I lost a lot of my youth. I feel like I was a very naive person, and that's okay. I wasn't mad about that, but I think like I had a lot of positivity because of it. I was very optimistic and I was very outgoing, and I didn't find a lot of my worth in like what people thought of me, and like I spent time with my family. I didn't participate in drinking or anything like that. Like I was very content with myself and like with my health, and I was like the healthiest and the skinniest that I had ever been. And like I was strong because I worked out all the time and like whatever. It was a time that I kind of overlooked for a really long time. And then once I got to college, I truly felt like I hid a lot of that. I hid a lot of that side of me because I didn't want to repeat what happened. I didn't want to be a nobody in college. I know I wasn't a nobody in high school, but to an extent I was. I didn't have any confidence at all. And it wasn't until I graduated that people who I wanted to be friends with in high school wanted to be friends with me. And I think everyone from my high school is great. I think everyone from my high school is great, but I noticed that like the minute I started like participating in the things that they were participating in and having confidence in the way that they had confidence. I mean, I had a certain level of confidence in high school, but my college confidence was completely different. It was completely different. It was loud. It was aggressive. I posted every day, it felt like, and so many random things. I was trying so hard, and I look back and it was iconic for the moment, but like I was trying so hard. I was trying to be seen. I was trying to be wanted. I was trying to compensate for the fact that I didn't have years like that in high school. And I feel like when I realized after graduating that I had completely grown away from that version of myself, I was very sad because I was not happy. I was not happy with myself end of college. I wasn't. I was very lost. I was very insecure. I thought I was confident, but it wasn't the right kind of confidence. And I missed having just joy. And I missed the simplicity of things, the things that I valued, and the ways that I looked at myself prior to joining in and participating in everything that everyone around me was participating in. And I don't regret that because I always probably would have wanted, to feel that way eventually. And I'm glad I've felt that. And I know that that doesn't fulfill me. But I think growing up, that's so real to be afraid of growing away from the person that you are. Even if you don't fully realize the joy and the things that you love about yourself right now, losing yourself and being a completely different person in the future is scary, especially when life right now is great. Life right now is great. You don't want to think or wish that your future self is in a hard position in the future or that they've lost a part of themselves, right? You want to envision yourself as a happy person with a happy life and a successful life and someone who's doing things that they want to do, right? That's the way that you want to envision yourself. But it was really hard for me, and it's really hard, point blank, period, because often growing up does mean letting go of certain things. And I think that that is completely up to you. What you want to do and what you want to grow out of, what you want to readjust, what you want to realign. It doesn't even have to mean fully saying goodbye to certain things. It can just mean readapting that into your life in a different way that fuels you and that lifts you more than it does just like plays a part in your life, right? Like now I have rekindled and I've reconnected with that younger version of myself that I love so much. And I think I try to play a little bit of like the middle ground where I don't want to participate in the ways that I did in college to partying and drinking and alcohol, but I will have a glass of a cocktail or a glass of wine once in a while. And I will go out with my friends to dinner and have a good time and dress up and feel good and take some pictures and feel good, right? Like there's a common middle ground that I can play around with. And now I'm even just trying to play around with that and see, like, how do I truly feel about that? Is that the kind of lifestyle that I want? Am I content in that? Da 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 da. It goes on and on and on, right? That's like one kind of example. But I really do think that you have full control over what you are bringing into your life and what you're readjusting into your life. It doesn't just have to be saying goodbye and letting it completely go. It can just be reforming something into your life so that when you grow up and when you're growing up, you don't have to fully lose a part of yourself. The last thing, you guys, is the idea of time and how fragile time is. How fragile time is. Because there is a reality that hits when you realize how fast time goes. I am realizing this now. My 12-year-old dog, we found out, has cancer everywhere. Her lungs, her whole entire body. And we found that out yesterday, so Friday. And my dog has had an amazing life. We haven't put her down yet. We're trying to spend a couple more weeks with her if she's comfortable, but when stuff like that happens, it's really crazy how much you realize how fast time has gone and how fragile time is. And to think of like the version of me that I don't even fully remember when we got her to the version I am now and everything that has happened in the middle of that. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet because so much has happened and this dog has been such a big part of my life and she's such a good dog. She doesn't deserve to be in pain. She doesn't deserve to feel this way. And I hate the fact that she is. But I think, too, like when you realize how much time has passed and where you were versus where you are now in terms of growing up, there is something so, so wonderful about being able to see where you came from to where you are now. Being able to be excited about everything that has happened and to look at old photos and old videos of you and to just be like, wow, like what was so important to me back then? Like what were my values back then? What was everything that like surrounded my whole world back then? For me, fairies, oh my gosh. Littlest Pet Shops, I collected those things, okay? Littlest Pet Shops, Barbie movies. I watched Barbie movies forever. Barbie movies forever. I loved Justice, okay, that was like my world when I was younger, okay? And now being a completely different person, having a completely different brain, having a completely different heart, different spirit, different relationship with God, different values in my life, there is something so great and so wonderful. And it's important to be thankful, even though time is so scary because you don't realize how much and how fast time passes. There is something so wonderful about everything that happens within that time. And I think when you focus on all of the benefits and all the things that you've learned and all the things that have happened and just everything within that time period, yes, so much time has passed. Yes, so much has changed within that time, but it all got you to where you are now. And in the future, I'm gonna look at this exact moment and I'm gonna be like, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I just hope that there is a version of me right now, in that version of me in the future, we know that you can't get any time back. You can't revert the clock. You can't do things over again. But when you look at time as a blessing, and when you allow yourself and give yourself reminders to slow down or to do things differently or to be a little bit more patient, we always wonder what if once time's gone. But what if instead of wondering what if, you allow yourself to be excited for all the possibilities and all the things that you can do going on in the future? Then instead of wondering, why didn't I do this one thing? Why did I act that way? Why didn't I hug that person a little bit more? Make it a priority to do that more in the future, to allow yourself to make the most of your time, not just be sad that time has passed. This has been such a fun episode. I like this style of episode. I like just kind of talking about a couple things because that's kind of how I relate to growing up. A lot of the times when we think about growing up, we only think it relates to when we were a child to when we were an adult. Just that time period. Just those periods right there of when we were a child to when we were growing up. When we were a child to when we were an adult. We are always growing up because we're always getting older. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. But again, there's a part of me that wants this part of me with myself in the future. I want this part of me with myself in the future. And chat, I'm gonna give full creds to chat, okay? Let me open up my book again. Chat actually said this one thing at the end of everything, okay? It's not about losing your youth, it's about carrying it differently. How are you going to keep your youth alive? How are you going to keep this version of yourself right now alive? Instead of being afraid of growing up, what are the possibilities that you could do to grow up differently than the people around you, to do things differently than what society's saying, than what cultural norms are saying. I feel like a lot of times we get so stuck up with this is the only way that we can grow up, and this is where we're supposed to be, and this is the only solution, and this is the only end point, when it's not. We can choose how we grow up. We can choose what we keep with us, what we move on from, what we move forward to. We can choose what we keep into our life, what we remove from our life. We can choose every path when it comes to growing up. Growing up doesn't have to be full of uncertainties and fears. It can be filled with a life that is fulfilled, a life that was sought after, a life that was perfectly created and combed through and puzzled together by yourself now. And you can always change out puzzles. You can always create a new piece. You can always paint over something, okay? You can always fix something. You can always change something. But I think we often think that when we grow up, things either have to be set in stone, they have to be perfect, things are gonna be the way that they are, like you're grown now and that's it, like I'm grown. Growing up is also learning, it's experiencing, it's loving, it's feeling, it's everything. It's crying, it's sadness, it's joy, it's grief, it's love, it's everything, you guys. That's growing up. Growing up is experiencing. It's not just about time periods in your life. It's not just about youth to adulthood. What are you going to do to keep your youth in every part of your life? To keep your youth alive? To not just grow up and stop, but to keep parts of you alive within your life now? I really like this episode. I can tell right now I really like this episode. This has been a really fun conversation, and I'm really glad it came together. And yeah, I feel like this is going to be one of my favorites, low key. I feel like it relates really well, and I don't know. We'll see. But I hope that you enjoyed this episode, you guys. I'm going to cut it at that. The sun is going down. It is getting a little cooler, and I want to get some ice cream with my family and maybe watch a movie, have a good rest of my night. But I hope that you guys really enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, let me know. Leave me a DM, rate, like, comment, subscribe, follow, all the things. Stay tuned with me on my Instagram, please. If you haven't listened to my latest episode because there was an audio malfunction and whatever, please go listen to it. It's a great episode. But you guys, I bid you a good night. I will talk to you very, 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 very soon. I love you so, 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 so very much. And I hope you have a great rest of your week. Alrighty. Bye!